Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Yes, okay, so Beis Hashem, we're up to shir number 14 in the Inyan of the Taksa Bria. The past few shiurim, we were going through the Sefer HaBrit in the Chelek Sheni, where there he is being mazved with the Chelek Shlishi of the Shai Kedusha. And yesterday, in the Perek Aleph and Beis, he explained how the guf and the nefesh Bahamas of a yid, how it's made up of. And he explained that the guf and the nefesh Bahamas is made up of the chelik hayichidu shebeish, meaning that the regular humans, by the regular goyim, their guf and nefesh Bahamas is made up from the eish shebeish. Ashen by the yidin, by Harsinai, who was in Chadish, who was Paschal Amoson. And the guf and nefesh Bahamas is made up of the yichidah shebeish. And in Paragimel, he started to explain the nefesh al-yoyin of yid. And we got through the first half of the parak, where there he explained the chelik of the nefesh, meaning the nefesh al-yoyin has the chlalus of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayin, and yichidah. And he explained that the chelik and nefesh itself is also split up into five parts, which is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayin, yechidah. And this chelik ha-nefesh is from the shemayim of Oil Ma'asir. I mean, like he explained that it comes from Oil Ma'ruchni, from the Oil Ma'asir, and therefore even this chelik ha-nefesh, its teva is only to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it doesn't come from a Makom Kumri. And on page 496 here, there's a chart over here which, you know, shows he explained this, that the chelik of the nefesh of a nefesh, that's from the lowest rikia, which is called viloin, and he was mazed that this chelik of nefesh of a nefesh is mislabish in the nefesh of Bahamas, and that's like the yichidah for the nefesh of Bahamas. And then on top of that, you have the ruach neshama chayi yichidah, where the ruach comes from the rikia, shchot, zivul, moin, and mochin, which is connected to the six spheres. And the Neshama Chai Yechidah comes from the highest Rekir, which is Arovi, which is, you know, Neshama Chai Yechidah is connected to Kesach of Mambinu. So that was the, you know, that was the ending of the Chelik HaNefesh of the Nefesh Al Yonu. So we're holding here in the second half of the peg where it says, B'dashi Yeshbo.
One second, do we mention anything about Nefesh HaSichlis, the V-loan, that aspect of Nefesh HaSichlis, or we're going to do that today?
Yeah, so over here he doesn't mention it clearly, the word nefesh HaSichlis, but I saw in the Maim Yud Ches, which is in the first half of the Sefer, there he discusses the nefesh HaSichlis, you know, by the regular Medaber, and he explains that from the Eish HaBeish, and so obviously what he's referring to here, that Yid had it from the Yechido, from the nefesh HaYoyinah, that means the nefesh HaSichlis. Meaning, if you look in the first half of the Sefer, Maim Yud Ches, there the Mashmois is that what he's discussing here as the chelik ha-nefesh of the nefesh al-yoyno, this is the nefesh ha-siflis.
Which is vilon.
Right, meaning by the regular medaber, meaning by the regular goy, his nefesh ha-siflis, that would come from, let's say, from eish ha-be'eish, from the chelik ha-yichid of it.
Right.
But by the yid, his nefesh ha-siflis comes from vilon, which is already a oid maruchni, which is not connected to any chumri at all.
Right.
But over there in the Ma'am Yitzchak, he explains also that, you know, the Chsidi Umas Oilum, you know, through their Maitan Toivim, they have
Kol
the Chsidi which would stay, you know, even after Miso.
But there is a part, when you look at the chart where it says Vilon there, that there is a connection to the Nefesh Shvela, which is below it. You know what I mean? Because it's the Kesser of that. So there is a little bit of a
like he explained in the first half that it's actually Mislabish.
Yeah. That means that the Nefesh HaBahamis can drag down that Nefesh HaSichlis.
Right. There's also, you know, the other way around also, I'm saying that we obviously have our first connection is to the Kodesh HaGuf, which is the Nefesh HaBahamis. But over here we're learning that the highest part of it is actual Kodesh Ruchni that has no rotten for Dvarim Kumri.
What do you mean, the V-loan?
Yeah, meaning this chaylik of the nefesh al-yoyna, which is enslaved in the nefesh Bahamas.
Yeah.
So that's something that shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be hard to connect to, because that's, it's the yechida of the nefesh Bahamas.
Right.
Yeah. So we're only here, v'da'as sheyesh bo, the nefesh al-yoyna ramach evorim shesagidun, shebahem kayemet ramach mitzvah.
This is Perek Dalet?
No, so we're just finishing off here in Perek Gimel, the right after this diagram, the Dash Yeshba.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So he says, you see it over there?
I see it.
It's page before, yeah. So he says, the Dash Yeshba, the Nefesh El Yoyin, the Ramach Yivoy, Mishasa Gidin, Shabham Kayam, the Ramach Mitzvah Sasei, Mishasa Mitzvah Sloifese. That he says, this Nefesh El Yoyin, is made up of Ramach Evorim Shesagidin, which through that it's Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei and the Mitzvah Sloitzase. Like the Sharek Tush is Masvid, that, you know, if a person doesn't do any of the mitzvahs or does any of the loitzases, so that you know, Chas Hashem ruins the Evorim of the Nefesh Al Yoyinu. So he says, Kitayig Mitzvah Satoyer B'Nefesh Al Yoyinu Hazet Tzuyim Mubah B'Chir Amitis. That the tightness of the Torah is totally in this Nefesh al Yoinu, and that's the Bechir of the Nefesh al Yoinu. So he explains, Ki ha-Bechir shal ha-Iyuni, asher b'nafsh ha-Techtoinin nikras Bechir Stam, loy Bechir ha-Mitim, b'nei she'ena Bechir z'chochmois, she'esh ba malach l'maiseh k'moi mitzias Hashem v'achtusoy. Meaning what he's saying here is that the Nefesh HaSichlis, he explained in the first half of the Sefer, that the chelik of the Bechir of a person comes from the Nefesh HaSichlis, meaning an animal doesn't have a Bechir, because it doesn't have a Nefesh HaSichlis. So by a human where there is a Nefesh HaSichlis, that's where he has his Bechir from. But he's explaining here that by the Yid, the chelik of the Nefesh HaBahamas, the highest part, which I guess is also part of Nefesh HaSichlis, that gives a person it gives the Yid a Bechiro, but not in Torah Mitzvah. The regular Bechiro, you know, like what all humans have. But in the Nefesh Al Yoyna, which is the Nefesh of the Nefesh, that's the Koyach that has the Bechiro to do Torah Mitzvah.
So, what does that mean? So the
Bechiro
of this lower level, Nefesh Al Tachtayna, that's really, that seichel is only to fulfill your tithes, really. You know, it's not true. But is that what you're saying? It's not true, Bechira.
Yeah, I'm saying it doesn't have the only tithes. It can mean also, like, you know, von sichlin, meaning whatever the mind of a human has over an animal, that's from the nefesh sichlin.
Right. Business, things like that. But true Bechira, where you can choose, you know.
Right. But Bechira, what's negah avodas Hashem Torah Mitzvah, that comes from the nefesh elyonu.
Yeah.
Right. Saying again, yeah, so he did discuss that the Chassidim and Olam had some sort of, you know, from the Nefesh HaSichlis, but you know, obviously that's on a different level because they don't have the, you know, the Tag Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So he says, Ela Baba Shem is Kain, who loy Mishum Shashem Tziva L'Kumuva L'Mailah, that the Bechir of the Nefesh, of the lower Nefesh, that's not a Bechir which is connected to Torah Mitzvahs.
Right.
Aval Nafshay Hal Yoyin the Bechir is the Torah Mitzvahs. But the Nefesh Al Yoyinu, its Bechir is in Torah Mitzvahs, meaning things that are negated to the Tziva of Hashem, because, you know, since it's coming from Olam Haruchni, so the whole Bechir of it is for the Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu. The He Nefesh Amur B'Torah Eitra Mitzvahs, Nefesh Kisechto, the Nefesh Kisima, the Nefesh Kisaki, the Chain Harbe. Meaning it says in the Psukim, that if a person does Chas Shalom and Aveiro, so then it makes a Pekam in the Nefesh. So he's explaining here that the Pekam is in this Nefesh Al Yoyno, that this Nefesh gets a Chelik of the, gets Nivka from the Chel. Like, you know, you mentioned yesterday that the Ha'i Chalakim, it says, you know, it's Mistalik from a person when he does an Aveiro, but the Chelik HaNefesh does stay. So meaning there's a Chelik HaRuchni which gets affected when a person Chas Shalom does an Aveiro. And that's the Chelik HaNefesh of the Nefesh Al Yoyno. So he says, the Nefesh Al Yoyin Hazu Ba'ala Sereli Tegev Miyom Shinimo. This Nefesh Al Yoyin comes to Yid right after his Bismilu. Moshe Omer B'Zoya Tash Zemor, Tochazi, Banash Deishilid, lo ismina ole rucho de leilo adis gazo, kiven dis gazo, ita olo rucho isaruta de leilo. So on the bottom he just attaches it that it means boyur eben adam kishin noyle lo hufkir olo bruch me mailach nimo, me akish nimo is oyu boyu ofshe is oyu le mailo. That right when a yid is born, he doesn't have this, the nefesh el yoyno. But from after the bris, he's mekabel the nefesh el yoyno. Hatzan the shoyno.
He doesn't have true bechira. I wonder why he's coming in at that point. You'd think it would come in at bar mitzvah. This is your point of bechira.
Yeah, no, so no, so he does say in his galus by ma'at matzik ma'at nisasa who betashim l'gimoshana that even though it comes in by the yom amilo, but it's not fully developed, meaning the guf doesn't fully connect to it until yud gimoshana.
Yeah.
K'moy nashi atachtoyne omer perek hakoydin v'ayod mechanech atman b'mitzis v'katnuso ad yud gimoshana k'day last v'toyn koynoi. So you know when a child does Torah mitzvahs, he's actually being mechanech. You know, side the nefesh ha'tachtoina, but even the nefesh ha'liyono to get used to the Torah mitzvah. K'sha'odim mekayim tayig mitzvah, ha'toya atulim v'oim dimbo, mezaka ois elias mekobel ois he'achroinus shal shem avaya baruchu, l'shem avaya da'asiyo, that when a person does Torah mitzvah, so he's oich to be a mekobel to the he'achroin of the shem avaya, which is the shem avaya da'asiyo, and the pshat is because by doing the Torah mitzvah, which is telling him this nefesh al yoyno, he's going to come in my kovo to these beginners of the oimimus, which is the heyachron of the Shem Avayu and the Shem Avayu Vasil. In the Pshadah, the tachlis is to come in my kovo to all the oimimus. You know, that's what we saw a little in the Sulam. We didn't get much to that part, that he explained how the Rotsin Lekabel goes through all the oimimus. But over here, he's explaining that through Torah mitzvah, the person can be zoyche to be in my kovo to all the oimimus. So right away, until he's 13, where he only has the chelik nefesh of the nefesh al yoyno, so through the Torah mitzvah, he resolves to be a mekover to the Shem Avaya of the Shem Avaya Vasil, which is the heachron of the Shem Avaya B'chlolos. So he says, "Mi'ata Avaya Shar Nafshoy to Zayat Klal Kfi Chutz Shachet Zalav Hu." Now in Perek Talmud, he's going to start to explain the higher chalokim. But just one order on this, nefesh ha-sichlis, meaning this time maybe we'll see this inside, but in the Maimonim of Chabad and Mazbe, that the ikar bechir of a person, the ikar avoid is with this chelik ha-nefesh. Because the higher chalokim doesn't have a connection at all, b'chal for the chumriyas, or to do anything not like the Rotsan Hashem. And the nefesh ha-bahamis, needs something to push it to do the Rotsan Hashem. So it's this nefesh ha-sichlis, which is the mamutso, that through that the person could, go to the way he wants to go, either, to be a tzaddik or the other way. And that's why the ikar birr, the ikar avoid is on this chelik ha-nefesh. Yeah, so he says in Perek Dalet, Mishnas Yud Gimel Shonu Ma'ila Zoyche Yisraeli, Afei Mitzvoy Tzvah Sha'osa Afluim B'nash El Yoyinu, Afei Mitzvoy Tzvah Toivish, that when a person reaches 13, so through the Torah mitzvah, which he did with the nefesh al yoyno, and meets the Torah that he's mezach himself of the nefesh ba'amis, so he's up to the next level, which is the nefesh ha-yisoydus di-yitiru. She klulu mitoyverada bo yisoydus di-yitiru. The nefesh ha-yisoydus di-yitiru is called from Toivira, from the full yisoydus of Oilma Yisiru. There's a nefesh nikra ruach. This nefesh is called ruach. But yeh v'gamkein chomlish v'chinez neramchi, nefesh v'chinez shomachah yichidu. But nefesh shalosh v'chinez ha-tachtoyin shabo mitlabetet b'chol nefesh al-yoyin z'atziyo. V'hi v'chinez kesev v'yichid v'etlo. V'nefesh da-atziyo, hi v'chinez chaptam v'nefesh v'chinez shomachah. Meaning what he's saying here is that just like we understood the level still now we're going one level higher, that when the person is 13, so through the Torah mitzvahs and the midrash service that he did till then, so he's going to the next level, which is already the nefesh ha-yisoydus di-yitziru, which is Bechlalus, the Chelik of the Ruach already. And this Chelik of the Ruach also has Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechido. And the lowest part, which is the Nefesh of the Ruach, is Mislabish in the Nefesh of the Nefesh El Yoino. Just like we learned before, you know, from the Nefesh El Yoino to the Nefesh Bahamas. So if you see on the next page, you know, there's a chart here, like we saw a little bit yesterday, how the Seder HaMadregis, how it looks.
Is this Nefesh, so does the Yitzir, is that in the Prat, meaning in the Adam, or that's in the Klal, when you're looking at the idleness? Is that the world of Yitzir?
It's both true, meaning from the Olam HaYitzira, from the the Machs of HaNeshamis, which means that from the Olam HaYitzira there's the Or, which is the Neshamis of the people, that the Ruach of a person comes from that Olam. Meaning from the actual Olam HaYitzira, there's a Bechina called Machs of HaNeshamis, where there he receives the Ruach. Every year he receives his Ruach from there.
But now he's talking about meaning the Naran Chai in the person. Yeah? Because it says Shar Belev. Yeah?
Right. I'm saying, but again, the place where the Nefesh comes from, where the Ruach comes from, that is from the Olam HaYitzira.
Yeah, in the Klal.
Yeah, but here he's discussing in the person.
In the Prat. This is all in the Prat, in the person, yeah.
Right. Saying again, because, you know, the person is the Olam Cotton. You know, the person is made up of old Olam.
Yeah.
So we're saying, so someone's Nefesh, when Nefesh is in Olam Asiya, and then when he grows, he gets Olam, he gets Ruach, that comes from Olam Yetzira, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, meaning the Chelik Ruach, that comes from the Olam Yetzira.
But itself
also has, you know, again?
No, he's saying in the person, in the prod, it's going to dwell, the Ruach is going to be in his lathe, and the Nefesh is going to be in the Kaveh.
Yeah, no, that'll explain later, but the question is, where is this Bechina Ruach coming from? Which oil does it come from?
So it
comes from the oil Ma'i Tzidu.
Yeah, in the Klal.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying, and again, though, like, I'm saying, what, you know, the main part of the Slim, of this Sefer, is what he says in Lagdom, is that he wants you to get to the Ruach HaKodesh, and that's, you know, through this, when a person understands that he has a connection to all the oilmas, so through his avodah, he could actually connect to all the oilmas. That's, you know, that's why it's so important to understand these nyan. So he says, Ki ha-nefesh d'ruach zeh mislavish b'toicho, adei b'chidus kesev yechido d'nefesh d'shmaim d'asiyo, ki dover om perek ha-koyli m'nefesh d'nefesh al-yoyni b'slapshus b'nafshe ha-tachtoyni adei b'chidus yechido shalom. That the nefesh of this ruach, meaning the lowest bechina of the ruach from Yitziru, is mislavish in the yechido of the nefesh al yoino, just like we explained by the slapshus of the nefesh al yoino into the nefesh ba'amus. Al dei limude is a toyo b'pardis, which means, you know, pshat remes dur stoid, shesharshem ba'abia, which is atzilus b'ya yitzir atziyo, asheknegd mish ava bechinas beguf, gam kem boifim zeh, Shat Shuba Sia Negat Oiroi Udrush Shuba Yitir Negat Besoroi Remes Shuba Bri Negat Gidov Vesoi Shuba Tzius Negat Somois Mezak Leruchoi Lies Mekovel Lois Vov Shal Hashem Mulavaya Di Yitiru. That what he's saying here is that when a person learns Pardes, which that's the four Chalakim of the Torah, Shat Remes Drush Soid, these four chalokim, you know, the mushrish in the oilim is of Atiyah, Yitzir, Bria, and Atzilus, meaning Atiyah is more the oilim of Pshat, and Yitzir is the, is Remez, and Drush is Bria, and Atzilus is
sorry.
So, right. So through learning all these four chalokim of the Torah, the Ruach we come makovah to the Vav of the Havayah, the Yitziru. So the Chayyur, what he means is that that's how you maslim the actual Ruach, meaning for all beginners. That's the Chayyur, the Pshat over here. V'yesh oit p'nimis ha-soit sh'shor sh'bo'il makadmen ha-malubash ba-tzilus negen ha-moyach sh'betoy chad tamoiz. Aber v'nei ali ha-mesing zu heim ma'atim ruach zu shor b'leiv. He says that there's another beginner of soit which is k'neged ad makadmen. You know, he doesn't explain exactly what he means, because he said that Atzilus is Soid, here he doesn't explain which part of Soid this is. But he says that, you know, very few people are Zoyche, and then he says that the Ruach is Shoyer Belev. So again, so this ruach of a person which comes into him after 13, so by learning the all the halakim of the Torah Pshat Remez Durstoid, he's zoicha to come in Merkava to the Vav of Avaya, which means he's zoicha to come in Merkava to the Oil Mahisidu.
Which
saying
is
again, you know, obviously each, right. Meaning he's mastering his ruach through learning all the halakim of the Torah.
We're not saying he's getting at the age of 13 ruach, but ruach nefesh, or it's ruach of ruach. Yes.
So it sounds like that right by 13 he gets the first part of ruach, which is the nefesh of ruach. And through learning, you know, pshat ram to spoy, he's zoicha to be mashlim the chelik of ruach and to be a full makava to the oil ma'itiru. That's what it seems like he's saying here.
I remember someone telling me one time that Bizman is it's almost impossible to get to go past the chelik of nefesh. Like if you hit ruach, you have like ruach hakodesh. Is this how it's learned?
I'm saying from here it seems like, you know, just from actually learning the halakhim of the Torah Pshat Remez Durstoid, you start to get the ruach, right? He's saying the choyer ruach is part. You know, I would think that maybe the chelik haneshama, that's very talking, which is fully lamaila from us, meaning that's a very high madrega. But again, from shari, it seems like each person through just learning the actual halakhim of the Torah, he's zoicha to the chelik ruach. Yeah. So he says here further, v'achas shekvar tikin atoyv radi yitziru. He became a mitzvah to say misakin a yetzer toiv, will be shomim mitzvah loisus and misakin a yetzer horo. The loisus and mafra toiv min a rao, but say misakin a toiv atmoi tachta tikkun. That when the oil mayesiru, it's called, I think it says, it says that the oil mayesiru, oil mayesiru is rubai ra miu toiv. Oil mayesiru is like, I think it's half and half, toiv ra. So by doing mitzvah, when a person zoicha to get the ruach, and then he does the mitzvah say, and he doesn't do the averis the loisa say, so then he's being misakin his ruach, and he's being misakin the oil mayisir, which is, you know, mechuvin to it. Meaning by doing the mitzvah say, you bring out the toiv, and by not doing the loisa say, you mevar the ra from the toiv. So he says when a person does that, all zoicha oid gam the nefesh, ha yisoyiz the bril, ha nukri neshomu. That, meaning after a person is zoicha to get the bechin of ruach, by doing the Torah mitzvahs properly, after he has his bechinu, then he can be zoicha to the next bechinu, which is the nefesh ha'yisoyis of bri, which is called the neshomu. Shabo gamkin chomish bechinus naranchai. The neshomu from bri also has nefesh ruach neshomu chai yechido. V'hi gamhi klulu mitoy v'ra. The oilma bri, which is the neshomu, also has toy v'ra. I think the lashon there is called miyit ra. The chelik ha'tachtoin of the nefesh of the neshama is mislabesh in the ruach of yitziru. Al derech she mislabesh is ruchoi v'nafshei da'asiyu. The neshama zu shor b'moyach. The slabishness works the same way like we learned before, meaning that the chelik of the nefesh of the neshama is mislabesh in the highest part of the ruach, and this neshama is shor in the moyach. So he says, Nimsa nefesh al yoyno mishkanu mekaved. It comes out of this that the chelik of the nefesh al yoyno is in the kaved. The ruach mishkanu belev. The ruach, the place of it is in the lev. And the neshama mishkanu b'moyach. The neshama, its place is in the moyach of a person. The simonach, the simon for this is melech. Melech is the rosh tevis moyach lev kaved. Ki ha-moyach molach b'roish. The moyach is like the melech, you know, of the person. Valev melech begvio. The lev is the melech within the middle of a person. The kovid melech bebeten, and the kovid is the melech within the beten. Valdei amachshavet atoyis v'kavon tamitzvus mizakel in neshmosoi liyos mekavod lehei rishon lavai debri v'adainu eved Hashem. That the avoider when a person is zoich to get the neshama is through machshavet the oil mabri, which is the oil machshavo. Through machshavas toivis and kavonis and mitzvahs, he brings out all the chalakim of the neshama and he comes mekava to the heri shoyna of the shem avayah. So again, from this lesson, it sounds like that, I'm saying this, I think, you know, he's really coming from the Reb Chaim Vital, that to be zoyched to neshama, that's through, you know, machshavas toys and kavanas mitzvahs. So again, you know, obviously it's every person according to his shoresh and neshama and how much, but, you know, again, this is something that sounds like every person could be zoyched. Through putting a pnimis in your avoid, a person zoyched to his chedit and neshama. Then he says, "Ushikfaz zochel lekol ze zoyhoid achkat lenefesh ha'yisoidus da'atzilus hanikras chayo." That after a person is zoyched to get the neshama, which makes him recover to the shem hei rishon of the shem avayu, he's zoyched to get the nefesh ha'yisoidus da'atzilus hanikras chayo. V'gamkin kolel chomesh bechinas nefesh ruach neshama chay yechido. V'also bechinas ben lakadosh baruch hu shadmut od mayosh v'alakisei. That a person that zoichet to get a bechin of chayil is called tavyachol ben takodish baruch hu, which is a dmus adma yeshva lakise, meaning, you know, to be zoichet to this madreig of chayil, that's already a madreig of a tzaddik. And so I'm not sure if it's in the Tanya or the Shari Kedusha, but I think the difference of chayil and yechidah, that might be the difference between the two bechins of tzaddikim. B'chayil zu mekovel oisir b'shem ulavay datzilus. That when a person is zoichet to the bechin of chayil, then he could be zoichet to be mekovet to the yud of the shem avayu of atzilus. The chayil zu merod zakusa ein lo kli umokin yuchu beguf shiuchu la'arziku ulusoiv lo elohi mislabeshes b'neshomu. This bechin of chayil, since it's such a high madrego, it doesn't have a kli in the guf. Because like we said before, that the nefesh, ruach neshomu, the nefesh is in the kovet, the ruach is in the lev, and the neshomu is in the moyach. But this chelik of the bechin of chayil, it's mislavish in the neshama, because since it's such a high madrega, it doesn't have its own kli. Mechay kol ha'naran, right. Mechay kol ha'naran shel adam b'oiru. And the bechin of chayil it's meir the whole person's nefesh ruach and neshama. Lefigach yesh la shalosh bechin is nefesh ruach and neshama shel ha'bechin v'usoy. Mechay ze oiru la'akev ha'isi v'sad. Besoid makiv achoyz iksar et aroish. Bechoyfet et aroish ha'odim u makiv oizim b'chutz. So what he's saying is that this chelik of chayu has its own bechin of nefesh ruach neshomo. And it's mayor to a person besoid or makiv. He's saying you have this, you know, such a idea by the Kavanah of Tzitzis. You have this inyan where you have an inyan of chayu which is mayor besoid or makiv. But again, the nekud is that this chayu, which is a very high madreyu, it's only made beside the makif and mechay the whole person's nefesh ruach neshama. But again, I'm saying even though this is a very hard bechinah, but let's say, you know, when a person is, you know, right in the beginning when he has the chelik ha-nefesh, which is the lower part, when he connects to the bechinah of chay and the nefesh, he has, you know, some sort of kesher to this also. Meaning even though this is a madreig of a tzaddik, but when a person connects to any madreig of the chayo, so, you know, some sort of kesher he has with the inyan of chayil.
Well, how does one get this again? Did it say? Did it mention how one
gets this? You mean what's the actual avodah?
Yeah.
Yes, that is in Tayyat. I think that's in the Shari Kedusha. But, I'm saying obviously it's a madrega, let's say the nefesh ruach neshama, that was the madreig to do Torah mitzvahs with the shleimus and with the right machshavas.
Right.
Over here, he didn't say, I'd have to look in the Shari Kedusha what's the actual pools which brings it.
Okay.
But again, it's also something that, you know, a person has to stay by the madreig for it to stay there.
Right.
Yes, so he says, V'gam b'chin et chaye v'yechidu shalo, shalai nichnas b'neshama makivin oytu bar yashor. אבל היחידו היא מאוד מקד מוין בי בחינה אחת, אם זוכה באותו מאוילום אינם סלבש בתורך כלל, רק מקיפו, המקב זה בור יושב לבד. That he says, there's also a בחינה ויחידו, which comes from אותו מקד מוין, which is also not מסלבש in the person, and it's like a מקב to מקב. You know, like in the Oyster Chaim, it says there's two מקיפים, the Chai is one מקב, and the יחידו is like a מקב of the מקב, that's the thing of יחידו from אותו מקד מוין. But also over here, he doesn't, you know, don't speak out exactly what the pool that could bring this. So So he says, Nimtzei Yisraeli Yeshli. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, Nimtzei Yisraeli Yeshli Guf Mechoy Ma'abo Yisraeli Sa'ara Sa'asiyo. So it comes out, you know, now he's making, you know, a little sikum of these few prokim. He says, that comes out a Yid has a Guf from the Dal Yisraeli, from the Oret Sa'asiyo. Yeshli Gamkein Koy HaGuf Mitzuris Ha'abo Yisraeli Sa'ara Tinafshe Ha'yisraeli Sa'ashvelo. That the Koy HaGuf, which is the Nefesh Bahamas, that comes from the four Yisoides of the Nash, of the, that's the Nefesh Bahamas. Yesh legamkin Nefesh me'abo Yisoides ha-shamayim da'asiyo hi Nafesh el-yoyna ha-nikrus esu Nefesh. There's the Nafesh el-yoyna, which is the Nefesh that comes from the Shemayim da'asiyo. Yesh legamkin Ruach mi'atziro u'neshom me'briya v'chayim ha-atzilus. Chol echem em hu bal koi mishleima besoid esu sfiris v'tayig b'chim d'shem ramach yivon v'shtag idim ruchnim. That each Bechina itself has within it 10 spheres and Taig Bechinas, which is Ramach Yivam Shtagidim, Ruchniyim. V'choyle Sa'odim L'zakir, Gamkin L'chidim Me'ak, HaRebi Atilo Kol Nafshoyser Shal HaYisraeli B'derach Klal. So again, you know, just to get the Sikum again, you have this chart over here, which explains it, you know, shows you in front of you the whole thing, that the first, a Yid has the Guf, which is made up of the Dalgi Yisraeli of Asiyah. And that we learned that by Yid it's from the Chelek HaYechido. And what Mechai the Gof is the Nefesh Bahamas, where that's made up of also the Dal Yisoides from the, you know, the Dal Yisoides also from the Eretz of the Gashmi. And then on top of that, you have the Nefesh El Yoino, which is made up of the Nefesh Ruch Neshama and Chai Yechido, where the Nefesh is in the Kovid. And the Ruach is in the Lev, and the Shom is in the Moich, and the Chai Yechidah Bechinis Makifin. And when a person is Zoichet to be Mekabel, each Bechin of, you know, each Bechin over here, he comes in Mekabel to the Shem Araya Kloli. So he says just a few lines at the end of the Perek, V'ulam Lavincha Eile Chomish Nefashi Terech Prat, V'bar Heitim Ma Eile Heimo, Lo Yuchul Asi Tova Asher Gala Aznecha Tchila Agdomis Neroz Tetadik V'vemis, דבום שקיטה עד הגיועים לנסטוח מעין הנכפל הזה שיות מפי קודש השם מכובוד חיים ויטל זל ואת ההת מיוז מכום שמו של הקדום יש בוי והוא. He said over here that till now he just explained, you know, the actual chart, how it looks. But to really understand this, he wants to give a bunch of hakdamos here. And then after that, you know, he goes back to explain the everything barichas. So again, so I think that we this is what we're trying to take out from the Sefer Abyss, which is a sikum of the Shari Kedusha, but you know, he makes it very clear that shows what really a Yid is made up of, which again has a Yid has a Guf and a Nefesh Bahamas from the Chelek HaYechida of the from the Eretz HaTachton from the Gashmi, and then he has a Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida, which is from all the Olamos, and through Torah and Mitzvot we can be zoched to the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And the Chai Yechid is obviously the Madreg of Tzadikim that, it could be later on explained the more of a process, but that's something that the Beis Hashem we should all be Zoycha to. And that's, you know, the Avoid is to be Zoycha to, you know, to the Shem Avaya, slowly to be a Makovah to the Shem Avaya.
Or Wilmer? Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the chart now, so I mean, the parallel of, you know, what we saw in the Shari Kedusha, because, you know, this Nefesh, the Shemayim Dasiyah, which is the Nefesh HaSichlis, yeah, and below that you have two Bechinas, the Karech HaGuf and the Nefesh HaBahamiyas, yeah. And then below you have the Ruach and the Neshama, which over there he said, you know, is the world of Yetzir and the world of Bria, which was the Max of Neshama, the Max of Malachim, yeah, which is the Yetzir Tov and the Neshama. So I'm saying it like it fits perfectly with the Shari Kedusha, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I'm saying, yeah, if you look, let's say, if you have over there page 506, he makes it even a more mephodic chart. He shows you that also.
Oh, yeah, where?
Meaning, you know, the next problem.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, you know, he's showing you through each, you know, oilum where the Eitz HaTov gets
harder over here. Oh, you want to speak that chart out? Because that's important.
Yeah, I didn't have it, but...
Right
here. We have to go through the barikas, but he's showing you the chelik of tiger on each island.
Oh, yeah. Right here. But
again, this chart is really, you know, this again, this is a chart of, you know, the person's avoided that. This is the Ikka avoid to be a Merkava told Oilum. And what it means to be a Merkava told Oilum is, doesn't mean, you know, to jump out of this world. What it means is to connect and bring out all the Chalokim of our Neshama, which is that within us.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.